ready, Susan?
Sure. So we have had, we being a collective state of foundations, so all the, most, not all, minus a strange one, but most of the education foundations in the state have been contacted by a man who is an attorney and who feels like, in his interpretation, what we're subject to in law as far as open meetings and trainings and record keeping. We were already fairly compliant with what his belief is. There's a couple of things that we have updated, and I just want to walk you through those, and then also the training expectations that are in the law in the state. And those of you that have been around for a while, remember it's been 3 years, I think, since Auditor Dougal came out with a training platform that we all had to get on and we had to sign, had to complete those courses. But he, what we didn't really remember is that we have to go back and do them again and again and again. So we're just going to update you on some of those requirements. I'm taking, this is our foundation website. I'm actually going to go back one, I think. I'm going to go back one. But our foundation website, and this is at the bottom. I know it's small, but it does serve. All Canyons Education Foundation meetings are open to the public. If anyone wants to join us, we don't close our meetings. We have no reason to. They're open to the public. If someone wants to join us, they're welcome to. And that's always been true. And then if we go, this is new on here. So what Brooke and Denise do every time when you set the agenda, then it is noticed up, all of the meetings are noticed up on a state public notice website. We've always done that. It's a requirement, but we've always noticed up our meetings. And we've always put the agenda on there. What we haven't been doing there is going back and putting our minutes. And so some foundations were, some weren't. We were not there, so we are doing that now, moving forward. The other thing that we are doing is, if you come to the bottom of our webpage site, you will see, after all your lovely pictures, you will see public meetings and a notice here of our meetings. The agendas will be there. Once you pass the minutes or they're in draft form, then those will be added and finalized. So we're completely transparent. Anybody that wants to see our minutes, what we're doing, they'll be able to do that. So just to let you know, that's all there. And then the other part that we're still kind of working on, and I actually see something here that needs to be changed, but something that we are investigating with our legal counsel, because he's indicated all the recordings have to be made public as well. Typically, if the minutes are, if the recordings don't have to be, they just have to be accessible if somebody in the public wants them. We're trying to establish whether or not they actually need to be listed here, because that will take a whole different format because of the size of the storage. So we're going to have to figure out that a little bit. So still working on that. Wanted you to know that. Then this little sheet right here, for those of you online, you'll be getting it electronically, and all of you can as well, so you have the links live. But this talks about the trainings. So these trainings have to be completed for the executive board members. They need to complete them every 2 years. We all really do, but for all of us, when your term ends and you start a new term, you have to complete it again. And that is the governmental nonprofit corporation board member training. Takes a few minutes, so be ready to sit at your computer for a few minutes and go through their little test and quiz, and you get a certificate. When you get that, let Denise and Brooke know, and they're just gonna keep track, and then Brooke will remind us when it's our, hey, your target job, you need to complete. I think once you've completed it, and new board members have to complete it within 3 months of coming onto the board. And then after that, when your term ends and you come back up again, if you do it within a few months after that, I think you're fine. I don't think anybody's going to be sitting there going, July, they've got to have it done now. So,
except for that attorney.
Well, he does tend to have a lot of time. So, and then the Open and Public Meetings Act, we all have to go through. Our legal counsel can come in the fall and do that training for us as a group. Or if you guys all want to get really overzealous and get on and do the Open Public Meetings Act piece, and you're already all done, then we won't need to spend a meeting on that in the fall. But
how long
not,
does that take for Dan, usually?
30 minutes, give or take a little bit. So it depends on questions and depends on, but it's, I mean, it's pretty straightforward, it's fairly boring, but it's just, we all are subject to this, so we're gonna make sure that we're at that. So if you, do anybody have any questions on those things?
So,
yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
I don't know if you can hear me,
yes,
sorry.
Yes, go ahead, we can hear you. Yes, Marcy.
Okay, I'm wondering if there's an option to do the, there's a video that we often use in our city council meetings that is much shorter than that 30 minutes, that allows us to do the open and close, you know, I'm sorry.
The online version is attached to the note I handed out to everybody here that you'll get electronically. So that's basically,
if everybody is
good kids and you complete that, then we won't have to spend a meeting on it, but if you haven't, then everybody's gonna get it in the meeting. So just, if you check the box and we come and say, well, everybody's already done it, then we don't have to take that meeting, but.
That's what you were referring to when
yes.
you said
yes.
the online is that video. Okay, thank you, that's what I wanted
I don't
to clarify.
I don't know if it's different, Marcy, than what the city council members have to watch, but it's what we are required, it's what we're required to watch.
What you're
required. Right.
Okay, that helps. Thanks for clarifying.
And Brenda, you had a question?
Actually, I saw it right here, the link for the training.
Okay, yeah. And like I said, she's going to send it to you online, so if you just, then you can just, wanted you to have this.
So do we all need to just take this training now, just based on where our
yes.
board,
yeah,
well,
I,
for every
would,
one of us at
it
this
would
point.
Probably be nice if we all just, like, got it done by August, and then we could just, like, every year, just, here's your reminder, you know, every 2 years or whatever.
Actually, by June, because
by June.
Those of you that are new board members, you're 3 months, you've already been here, and so you're due, and those leaders are past you. So, now. Now is this first
so
time.
Now is, okay.
And then after that, we'll,
so we'll
just
ask everyone.
Get into our way.
This letter that was sent, we got this lovely letter that when you see something from attorney,
from
respond immediately. So we take it to our attorney. And then all of a sudden, our emails just lit up with every foundation director in the state. It was like, oh, we all got this letter. And so we're like, oh, okay. So he's going after everybody. So that's.
Yeah, well,
with that.